Tuberculosis is by far the world's leading infectious killer, more so than HIV and AIDS. Latest data from the WHO shows that the disease infects 9.6 million people every year and kills 1.5 million. Although the spread of TB has been cut by half since 1990, WHO warns that the fight is far from won. The UN agency is calling for countries and their health partners to work together to end TB by 2030, a key sustainable development goal. Here's Dr. Mario Raviglione, director of the WHO's Global TB Programme.
We all know how weak, in a way, are the tools that we have today. Not that they don't cure people, they do cure people, but we could do things better if we had much more investment in research. We need greater collaboration within governments and across governments, with partners from civil society, communities, from the research constituency, the private sector, and the development agencies. It means what we like to call a whole-of-society approach.
More than 95% of TB deaths happen in low- and middle-income countries, where fighting the disease can be very challenging. One of the problems is the long, toxic and expensive treatment, which can sink family finances and which is often ineffective. Another challenge is diagnosis, since of the more than 9 million people a year who get infected, one-third are missed by health systems. Yet another issue is helping the 1 million children who are infected every year. Here's Janet Gunnard from WHO NGO partner UNITAID.
We're seeing almost 400 deaths per day in children from what's essentially a curable disease. The new appropriate pediatric child-friendly TB medicine, the launch was announced in December of 2015, but we recognize that the work isn't done, and we need to ensure that TB in children is detected and treated appropriately.
The good news is that WHO says momentum is growing for a new approach to tackling TB in countries and at the community level. Crucially, this includes the 30 countries with the highest levels of TB, which together make up more than 85% of the global burden. These include Angola, Central African Republic, Liberia and Zimbabwe. Now, on World TB Day, which is celebrated on the 24th of March to mark the day in 1882 when Robert Koch identified the disease-causing tuberculosis bacterium, there's hope that the WHO's Unite to End TB campaign could help bring real change to vulnerable communities. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.